Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, October the 30th, 2008, and the title of this podcast is Wow, Mum, Technology is Amazing. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Hey Mum, Technology is Amazing. Advanced. The other day when I picked my children up from school, my oldest boys handed me their school pictures. Once a year, as in most schools, the children have their photographs taken. It adds some importance to the day, as most children want to look their best. They will choose their clothes the night before, as they wish to look especially smart. Well, their photos were a success. But something that Cass, my second son, said, made me think. Mum, technology is amazing. A friend of mine had a chicken pox in the middle of his forehead when they took his photo, but the photographer erased it with his computer. Wow, things really have changed since I was their age. We went on to have a discussion about technology in my youth, or as they consider it, in the olden days. No, I didn't have a cell phone, neither did my parents. Our televisions were big and bulky, and we listened to music on the radio or we played it on records. In fact, when the first Pac-Man and ping-pong computer games came out, everyone was amazed. It is fascinating to see the speed with which technology is improving, and to think of what will be considered normal technology by my children when they are my age. Beginners. Do you have a cell phone or a computer? Do you have an iPod? All of these things can make life easier, as long as they work correctly. I love my iPod. I listen to French and Spanish programs to help me study the languages, and I also listen to different news programs. Most people also use their iPods to listen to their favorite music. Computers change every year, don't they? Other types of technology do also. Instead of getting lost while driving, you can use a program to help you find your way. When I was a child, there was very little technology available to buy. Now, it is everywhere. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.